Hello and welcome back to the Sustainer podcast. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about the concept and practice of greenwashing. Greenwashing is a type of deceptive marketing. It's usually practiced by large corporations. If you're from a sustainability background, you might have even heard the term exclusively being attached to big corporates, and it's referred to as corporate greenwashing. So what exactly is greenwashing? It's a practice that some corporates tend to follow to showcase themselves as being more environmentally conscious or of being sustainable without actually having a real tangible output or process to improve their environmental performance. There are many layers to greenwashing. It's commonly used as a PR tactic. Nowadays, consumers are becoming more aware about the products that they buy. We're slowly becoming more environmentally and societally conscious. With this new wave of awareness comes a demand for environmentally conscious products and sustainable corporates. Consumers drive the way that the market functions, and what the consumer wants, the market gives. However, when it comes to sustainability, the demand is fairly new and the knowledge level of the average consumer is pretty basic. This is something that corporates take advantage of. They add a sustainability tag to their company or products without really fully committing to the cause. One of the most common examples in this category is the Volkswagen 7-year clean diesel ad campaign. This campaign sold around 25,000 cars for Volkswagen before it ended up being a huge problem for them. They claimed that their clean diesel vehicles produced less pollution, and they supposedly rigged modeling tests to showcase their green impact. This ended up costing them over $120,000. Another form of greenwashing is claiming to be sustainable when they're just doing bare minimum and complying with national environmental rules and laws. Sustainability in an engineering context technically means preventing environmental damage at a design phase. Environmental compliance, on the other hand, are following basic rules such as installing emission filters to stacks. There's a huge difference between sustainable engineering or operations and complying with basic environmental laws. Complying with basic environmental laws is a must for all companies to even run their operations. Environmental compliance focuses on reducing damage. However, being sustainable goes one step further and prevents environmental damage. In India, the most common form of greenwashing is when big corporates claim to be sustainable, when all they're doing is just bare minimum to get their environmental compliance. The third form of greenwashing is when corporates are genuinely trying to do better, but the desired outcome is not as green as they envisioned or as they marketed. One such example is when Starbucks went for straw-free cups. Their intention was good. They wanted to contribute to the movement that was focused on reducing single-use plastic straws. They ended up creating, however, cups that had more plastic content than the straws. While one issue of plastic straws harming the turtles were addressed, another popped up unintentionally. In this case, Starbucks was genuinely trying to do good, but the result was not as green as they expected or advertised. But the important takeaway in this type of greenwashing is that the claim of being green unintentionally goes wrong, but the goal is made with good intention. However, Starbucks have now corrected their scheme and have an amazing sustainability program in place. Their sustainable sourcing program is a true inspiration to all food and beverage chains, and it's truly commendable how a huge corporation, global corporation, is leading by example. Now, when I say companies are greenwashing, I don't mean to make them sound evil. Sometimes they end up greenwashing without meaning to. They set goals that they do really want to achieve, but end up deviating from for a lot of different reasons. They don't live up to the commitment they took, thereby making their claim at being green a very vague one, or sometimes, unfortunately, a false one. There are some corporates who purely exploit the tag, the green tag, to make themselves seem more environmentally conscious while they actively continue to harm the environment. Now, those are the types of companies that we have to truly look out for. Now, it's our duty as consumers to be informed. How do you spot greenwashing? What can we do? Let's take a small break to thank our sponsors before we head back to answering that question. getting back on topic, how do we spot greenwashing? What is it that we can do? Read more about the brands that you're drawn to. Do you like a few high-end clothing brands? Or do you have a favorite electronic brand, an automobile brand, or a skincare brand? Whatever you're spending on, find out the background of that company in terms of sustainability. How do you do that? Check their social media pages, check their websites. If they have a sustainability page or posts dedicated to sustainability, check and see if they show images of proof of their sustainable initiatives. Be it a startup or a huge corporate, check and do a basic recon. Since we're talking about corporate greenwashing and sustainability commitment of big corporates, I'll give you an example of a company that showcases its commitment to sustainability very transparently. If you see the sustainability page of H&M, which is a huge player in the global fashion industry, you'll see their goals, their targets, indicators of the targets, their projects, and the statuses of the projects. They even have a blog page to showcase the lessons that they've learned. This makes it easy for the consumer to not only understand the level of commitment to sustainability, but also keep the company accountable to reach their goals, since everything is transparent. The next step is to reach out to the company through Instagram DMs or emails and ask them questions if you have any. Especially if you're going to be buying a more expensive product, do your research. Go to the showroom, ask questions. Based on my experience as a customer and as a new small business owner, it's easier for customers to ask questions or give feedback to a startup, since they might personally know the person running the business, or they feel it's easier to talk to the person who's the face of the brand as well. However, when it comes to big businesses, we shy away from asking these questions. In reality, the bigger businesses have a big team to handle their marketing, their customer service, their quality control, and so on. So it should be easier for them to answer your question than even a small business, since a big business have dedicated people whose job is to answer your question. So ask questions, be inquisitive. It's your duty to consume responsibly. And to know the type of company and what ethical values and processes that they have is important for you to know before you spend your hard-earned money on. The third step is to spread the knowledge. If you find a company, small or big, that you feel is doing well in terms of being honestly ethical, environmentally conscious, and socially responsible, then spread the word. Today, with our access to a circle of people on social media, we all have an influence and impact. So spread the good and do your bit to spread awareness about mindful consumption. Greenwashing is pretty rampant worldwide. And like I said, sometimes it's intentional and sometimes it isn't. But either way, the greenwashing ends up causing a pretty significant impact and gives superficial market credibility to a company who might in reality be giving or causing a negative impact. So stay aware of greenwashing and keep yourselves informed. Thank you for listening. In case you're looking for Diwali gifts or Christmas gifts for your loved ones, check out our zero-waste organic personal care products and upcycled decor. You can see our collection on our Instagram page. Our Insta handle is sustainer_labs, sustainer_labs. You can DM us to know more. Have a great week. Thank you for listening.